Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Thursday morning, you're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
37 degrees right now, going to get up into the low 40s, spots of rain throughout the morning, midday, afternoon. It won't be raining consistently, it looks like, but the weather will be turning for us. Again, we told you yesterday.
Turning into what, though?
Okay, so the heat. It'll get warmer,
right.
mid-50s both Saturday and Sunday,
but
it'll be raining all day, and your Bills forecast for 1 o'clock, you know, the coveted 1 o'clock Sunday kickoff in Orchard Park is going to be rainy and 50.
So dreary.
It's the worst kind of Bills game weather.
Yeah.
Like, I can handle snow. I can handle bitter cold.
Yeah.
It's that 45 and wet. It is the worst.
Because your seat's wet.
I mean, even if you have, like, you know, the rain gear and all that, you're still just, like,
you're sitting in water.
Miserable. Yeah.
I get more cold in those games than I do when it's, like, 0 degrees.
Yeah, because you can brush off the snow.
Yeah.
And you got to, like, dry out. You're, like, you're still wet in the car going home.
Your beer is getting watered down while you're holding it watching
That's
the game.
That's no good.
It's not fun.
No.
Okay, speaking of not fun.
What's not fun?
Look, we all get old. We all become not cool. But I have now discovered that having kids makes you not cool so much faster.
Yeah, it's supersonic, right?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Like, I still feel cool.
Well, you're under, like, a cool microscope at all times.
As for kids, yes. But not only are you under a cool microscope where your kids will tell you to your face that you're not cool, things will happen around you where you realize you are now out of touch.
What happened?
That was established yesterday very strongly. So my kids, my girls, they get off the bus late yesterday. Bus driver issue, whatever. So they walk through the door, and I go, hey, how's everybody doing? Good. So how was your day? And my 15-year-old, she was, oh, my God. This Chuz tried to get my number on the bus.
This who?
Chuz.
I don't know what that is.
Neither
a Chuz? I don't know what it is, but I like it.
I don't know.
A Chud? Like the
no, Chuz.
Chuz.
C-H-U-Z-Z.
So is there more than one Chud there?
No, Chuz.
Chuz.
Chuz. No, it has nothing to do with a Chud.
Z.
It's a Chuz.
Z-Z-Z.
Okay.
You're a Chuz.
A Chud.
A Chuz. So I, as a 39-year-old man.
Yeah,
I
never heard.
I've never heard the term Chuz before. Yeah. And I go, what's a Chuz? And she goes, wait, what's a Chuz?
Well, it'll be Naomi and, yeah. That's the only Chuz I know.
He keeps saying Chuz.
It's Chuz.
It's really bothering me.
Well, I just heard the word.
No, Chuz. I said Chuz the entire time.
Like Chaz, but with a U.
Yeah, you got it. Chuz.
Chuz. All right, so it's a Chuz.
So I go, what's a Chuz? And she's like, it's a Chuz. And I'm like, that doesn't help me with the definition.
All right.
Yeah, but the word.
So it's a boy.
The word kind of fits.
Well, it could be a girl.
I think she's going.
Well, no. So I think it is a boy. So here's what she tells me.
Right.
And I'm just going off of my 15-year-old. Chuz is short for chopped huz. And huz is short for husband, I guess.
So what's that? Wait, what?
Okay. So
huz. There's a kid standing there.
So husband, I guess, is just a boy.
Yeah.
That's what we're going with. A huz is just a boy. So huz is now a boy. Chopped means like they're not good looking.
Okay, well, we've used the word chop before, just talking about humps and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like in this way, it's an ugly person.
Okay, so it's an ugly boy?
An ugly boy. A chopped huz is a chuz. So an ugly boy tried to get her phone number on the bus, according to her.
All right. Yeah. Hey, boy, she would not be interested.
Yeah, apparently, that's the case. So that is why she told me a chuz tried to get her phone number on the bus. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you, it took a full 5 minutes to sort all of this out as to what she was talking about. And I'm sitting there in my sweatpants, and not like the cool sweatpants, like the ones that cuff at the ankle, you know what I mean, that you get at like Costco. And like I got a sweatshirt with like a hole in the elbow because I lean on my elbow. Yeah. And my hair is, I just got up from my nap. And I'm like, I'm not even close to cool anymore. There was a time.
Well, you look like a chuz.
Okay, let's not say things we can't take
full-grown
back.
Full-grown chuz.
I am not
straight
a chopped
out of bed.
Maybe that should be the name of your podcast now.
Chuz.
You and Ryan, full-grown chuz.
But, like, there are now a whole bunch of words that I have to stop and ask my daughter.
But it's constant.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you learn that word, there's going to be another word.
Well, I do think, like, and
it just keeps moving along.
To your point, I think every generation of parents goes through this.
That's what I mean.
It does feel like it moves even faster now.
I think it's just because we're old.
I think it moves faster because of social media.
Yeah. It's old, man.
Like,
old
it gets
man.
Around quick.
Because the second parents catch on to it, they're on to something else.
Yeah.
You know?
It
and it took our parents a little longer to catch on to it.
It's something your mom showed up on Facebook or MySpace.
Yeah.
And like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
No, you're right. But it's like, okay, so like the one that's dying now, I think, because parents are like starting to figure it out, is that 6'7" thing? 6'7".
I don't even know what that is.
Bro, my kids do it
still
all the time.
Still don't really get
6'7"?
No idea. Like, it's like you try to get to the end of a sentence where you use 6'7" naturally, and like everyone's like, they all start laughing. I don't get it.
I don't either.
But parents have already ruined that, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's like parents that also don't understand what it is that are using
well,
it.
Well, that's what ruins it.
Okay, I get it. But like I've tried to get my kids to explain to me the 6'7" thing. They can't do it.
Yeah.
But they look at me like, you're an idiot. But I'm like, if I'm an idiot, explain 6'7".
Yeah.
Explain.
Yeah.
You
but
can't.
They can't.
You can't.
All right.
You can't. It's 13 is what it is. So the other one, there are two that my kids have been using that I don't know why they annoy me. And I'm not going to tell them to stop because, you know, they're kids, right?
Well, like, they're just going to do it more.
Okay. Bussin'. Do you know what bussin' is?
Well, I knew it was in the 80s and it was a big problem in Boston. I mean, people were very upset on both sides of the argument, really.
I think it's a good thing, right?
Bussin' is a good thing.
Yeah.
So like this
are
ramen.
You bussin' a move?
No.
Bus. There's no T.
Bus like a bus. Like a bus.
Yeah, like bussin'.
Is that right? Bussing.
Like if, okay, so ramen's really popular with the kids right now.
Oh, is bustin' loose?
No, not but. Bus. Bus. No T. God.
I feel like bussin' loose.
You make me feel so much younger now, especially in that outfit that you're wearing today. So like if my daughters go get ramen and it's really good, this ramen is bussin'.
So what is that short for?
I don't know.
Great. Good.
Well, obviously, awesome. But it's. What would bus be?
It's not short for anything.
No,
it's own thing.
It's just bussin'. Slang. Bussin'.
Bussin'.
Bussin'. So, like if we have a good show today, which won't happen, the show was bussin'.
Bussin'. But it ends up being busted.
Yeah. That's what
and then we should be bust out of here.
Now I see how our parents ruined it for us.
Yep. And the other one that is really annoying me.
What's that?
Chuggy.
Oh, well, that's still around.
That sounds dirty.
I thought they were past that.
I don't know.
Wait, you know this?
Yeah.
How do you know Chuggy?
Because Chuggy is what Gen Z would call millennials when they would do millennial things.
Yeah, my kids are, that's so Chuggy.
Yeah.
But what is that short for?
No, I don't
so
know.
So they're not even, they're getting so
it's
lazy.
Like lame.
They're just making
lame.
Noises and can't explain it.
That's language. That's what language is.
No. Language, like you can explain like a shorter word. You can say, well, that's
you
for this.
Slang.
You have a dog, right?
I have a what?
A dog?
Yeah.
Why do they call it a dog?
It's because it's a wolf.
How is that?
It's short for wolf.
What does that relate for?
I don't know.
No, but
if I came in here, man, you so dog.
No, we'd say, what's up, dog?
What does that mean?
Exactly.
Well, it means you.
Doesn't mean anything.
You cool, man.
No, like every language was just stuff, noises we made up.
No, our language was awesome.
Okay. Banana. Explain it to me.
Your
banana?
Parents probably
I can explain that banana to you.
Yeah, you see now.
You can meet me in a men's room.
You're going to sodomize me with a banana because you don't know why it came
from. It's too ripe. It wouldn't work.
There are probably words you use that your parents thought was stupid, like groovy. I'm trying to think of like stuff you said.
Well, groovy
like,
was before me. I wasn't in the groovy zone. Right. That was like my brother's.
But I wasn't in the groovy zone.
But to her point, what is groovy?
You feel good.
Okay, why? What is that? Yeah. Where did that come from? What's it short for, as you just said?
I don't know.
See, you sound like such an old man.
I don't know.
Like such an old man. Like, I'm getting frustrated because I just think the words sound annoying. You're getting frustrated. What does it all mean? What does it all mean?
They're just making noises.
Like it's a Twilight Zone episode where you're trying to connect dots to some giant conspiracy. There was time now. 252 WCMF, my 15-year-old gets off the bus yesterday. Ask her how her day went. She goes, some chuz tried to ask me for my phone number. I never heard the word chuz before.
It is short, I like it.
It's short for chopped huz. Huz is short for husband, which apparently is all boys now. Chopped is like ugly.
Busted.
So according to her, busted. Some guy that she's not attracted to asked her for a phone number on the bus. And I don't understand anything my kids are saying.
Yeah.
I've reached that point in my life where I still feel 20. I still feel like I am plugged into society. And I cannot understand a damn
word. So you're
out. I'm out.
I'm
so far out.
Enjoy being out.
But you should. I mean, but I think it would make you look even more uncool if you tried to understand and tried to use it.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
I'm not. I am past using new slang.
Yeah, but you want to understand it.
Yeah, but there was a point, Kimmy, up until just this like last 6 months where I understood the slang. Like if somebody was talking to me, yeah. I could understand it. Mm. And what's really freaking me out? Breezy down on PXY.
Yeah. What's that true for?
She uses all of these terms. So
but
like,
she's not a kid.
She's not. Yeah. But it's like
she's like a 30-year-old woman.
But when I'm talking to Breezy, it's like I'm talking to my 15-year-old.
Yeah, that is true.
Right?
Actually, the two of the young ladies here talk very young.
Two of the young ladies?
Well, because I always think they're younger than they actually are.
Well, Hope's in her 20s.
Yeah.
Late 20s. I think she's been around a little bit. She was around for our buddy Tiny. Like, Tiny knew her as a kid. That dude's 60.
I'm not.
That girl's got to be up there a little bit.
Wow.
No, I'm not saying up there like me, but up there like close to like you and Kimmy.
You are on an island, you chuz. See, I didn't even use that right. See how unnatural it sounds?
He would have been the chuz on the bus, too.
Well, that wasn't very
bus chuz! You're like 19, still riding the bus home, which you were, by the way. Total chuz move. God, I feel like such an idiot saying the word chuz. No cap. Do they use that anymore?
Wait, no
you would know better than me.
I haven't heard my kids say no cap.
You probably
what's no cap?
That's like
too.
For real. Like, hey man, I went to the
seriously.
Yeah, like this ramen is delicious, no cap. This ramen is bussin'.
That's
no
just
cap.
Too much stress on these goddamn words you got.
Too much stress.
It's like I gotta learn French or something.
On the damn words.
It is amazing nobody has come up with like some type of online course for parents.
Oh no, that exists.
But it would
like,
keep
for
changing.
Slang.
Yeah, no, I'm
that's
actually.
That's what I mean. Like you get one class a month or something right. to let you know what's going on. Right.
No, I'm on. This is how sad we have become.
What is it?
I'm on a website called CoolMomPicks.com.
Okay.
CoolMomPicks.
PICKS, not picks. It's CoolMomPicks. PICS. Right. Don't go on that at work.
Right.
I'm looking at a definition. Mm. Of all of the slang words right now. Like, for example, am I cooked? You familiar with this?
Am I cooked?
Like
am I finished?
Am I cooked? Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Right. But that's like one of the slangs.
Yeah, I figured one out. Look at that.
Hey,
yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's like I just figured out algebra.
Down bad?
Down bad?
Down bad.
I have no idea.
Really into someone romantically.
Oh, so you want it.
My friend is down bad for this girl. He's always talking about her to her close friends. But again, like the way the sentence is used, it's obviously written by a mom. No kid would say, I am really down bad for this girl. I am really down bad for her.
All right.
But down bad seems like something, that was an Usher song when we were kids. He had it bad, which is kind of the same thing.
I think wasn't down bad a Taylor Swift thing?
Is it?
Maybe. See, I don't even know. I'm not even that in touch.
Okay. And like even some of these slang words I'm looking into this dictionary right now.
Like what?
Like fire. Yeah, fire hasn't been a thing. Like that's fire. That's like 5, 10 years old. Flex. Nobody says flex anymore. Flex on them.
Yeah.
Flexing on these hoes.
You know when it's reached the point of like your kids probably don't think it's cool anymore? When they start to use some of those words in sports analysis. Like you'll sometimes notice some of those older guys saying it during a broadcast.
Oh,
like
you're talking about legitimate
trying
dudes
to
in
like
the
booth. Work it in there. Like he's cooked, and then you know it's no longer cool when like that 60-year-old dude.
Yeah, as soon as Tony Romo says it,
trying
to
describe a play that just happened.
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. Miss Chudmuffin writes us. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. She says, I agree with Tommy. I remember in school we learned words originated from Latin, Roman, or other ancient languages. Now it's just kids with some four-letter making up crap at already existing words that have no defined definition. That's called slang. You sound like such an old woman. What are you doing? Like, Tommy's saying this makes sense. He's a complete idiot who's out of touch. Like, you don't look that old. All right. So...
Mm.
I'm going to need someone, if there's anybody that is like under 17 that listens to the show, which you should not.
You should go get checked.
Yeah. But for the sake of my communication skills with my daughter, I'm just going to need you to continue to email me updated slang words.
Oh, there you go.
So I know what they're saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You've met the spouses of even like the most side characters in your life.
Okay.
Right? Coworkers, people you maybe go to the gym with, folks you see at restaurants, stuff like that. So the fact that an entire industry that revolves around like, you know, getting insight and personal information into these types of people have no proof that this woman exists is alarming.
Okay.
And we now have legitimate, well, I guess I'll use that quote, legitimate journalistic places looking into whether or not this woman is a woman at all.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5. Did you put your lips on the microphone and now you're bothered?
No, I got like lint on my lips from the microphone sock and it disturbs me.
You got a bad case of lint lip?
I can't have lint on me.
Why?
Who wants lint on me?
It's weird that you're freaking out.
No, but it's on my mouth.
It's on my mouth. It's on my mouth.
No, but I put that lip stuff on. Now it's stuck.
Okay. The Daily Mail. You familiar with the Daily Mail?
It's a British newspaper, right?
Quote newspaper, but yes.
Yeah, it's like a
gossip tabloid. Rag, tabloid kind of thing. So the Daily Mail this week did a deep dive into into the story whether or not Aaron Rodgers' wife actually exists.
Okay, his new supposed marriage.
Yeah, so for those who may not remember, when Rodgers reported to the Steelers over the summer, he was spotted wearing a wedding ring.
But he didn't say nothing.
Didn't say a word. He waited for the reporters to ask, and he told them that he had gotten married in the offseason. He had been married a couple of months.
Yeah.
Later in the week, he revealed that he was married to a woman named Brittany with an I, and that she was very private. So private, in fact, that no one, and when I say no one, I mean no one, had ever seen or heard of her before.
All right.
So, that just kind of goes by the way because, okay, he got married. Yeah. Good for him. Kind of weird that we've never seen the woman, but that's fine.
Yeah.
So, the mystery deepened when a few months ago, some Jets wives and girlfriends that were with Aaron Rodgers for the last two seasons on a podcast said that in his entire time with the Jets, they never once saw him with a woman, nor did anyone hear him talk about this woman in his life.
So, no relationship at all.
They've not seen her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or
and
any
keep,
woman.
And keep in mind, if the story is true, they would have gotten married right after the football season last year.
Okay.
Then comes this story in the Daily Mail.
Mm.
They started talking to people close to Aaron Rodgers and his employer. One unnamed wife of a Steelers teammate said, and I quote, "She's like a phantom. We all want to meet her, to invite her out, to get to know her. But we haven't met her yet. We don't even know who she is."
So, because a lot of times, like, the quarterback does stuff with the linemen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, how does that all work? Like, if they go over to his house.
Wife's not there.
No
She's
chick.
Not there.
Wife's not there, apparently.
Or she, maybe he could say.
She doesn't go to any games.
Because obviously, he doesn't live in Pittsburgh in the offices.
No.
I guess he could say she's in California.
He just got married, though. She's not
living
with him. Yeah, okay.
But it gets.
It
goes further. It goes further. They spoke to an unnamed member of Aaron Rodgers' family. Quote, "I get being secretive, but come on. At this point, it feels like he's deliberately keeping her secret from even the people that love him the most." That implies that no one in his life has met his wife. To the point where not a single person in any of these stories that have been done or on social media have come out and said, "Hey, I met her. She's great." We have not heard that from a single person.
Yeah, and if she exists, we should be concerned, right? Like, that she's not, like, locked up in a basement somewhere. Like, no, she never gets
out.
She was in
a cage.
Ever.
Because I will say this.
It's a weird
I've known some guys that I've worked with where I just never met their wives.
Okay. Yeah.
And they never talked really? About their wives. Yeah, matter of fact, we had one guy here who's pretty famous here at the time, never talked about his wife. I knew he was married. I never knew her name.
Oh. Really?
And I don't even think the guys that worked with him for a long time ever met her.
Really?
She did exist because we knew kind of a few things.
Okay.
But yeah. It was weird that he just never brought her around. Even like the events with the station, never saw her.
Okay.
And you didn't know her name?
No.
Interesting.
And I also knew two chicks that worked in radio where you never saw their husbands.
Well, that's a different story.
But you know what I'm saying? But I knew they were married.
Okay.
But they just never brought them around. But this is even weirder because I knew that those dudes existed because I saw wedding pictures. There's not even a wedding picture with this dude.
Oh, it goes further than that. Yeah. A previous investigative report showed that there is not a marriage certificate for Aaron Rodgers anywhere in the United States.
Now, you could have just gone, hippie. We just exchange vows, have a ring, went to the beach, and we're married.
Sure, sure. You could have. Or she doesn't exist.
But what would be his motivation for doing this?
Valid question.
I don't know what his motivation is for doing anything.
Thank you. Counterpoint question.
I mean, he doesn't need attention. He can get all the attention he wants.
But he wants all the attention all the time.
But you get it. You're one of the top quarterbacks of this league.
All right, so let's talk about that, right? Because
by the way, they're having a good season on top of that.
Yeah, they were. Even before, their record is not great all of a sudden. Like they were leading that division and all of a sudden it's like,
but they're still doing better than you thought.
Sure. So Aaron Rodgers, to your point, won multiple MVPs.
He's a Super Bowl winner.
Super Bowl winner. Like that guy had all the attention in the world.
He's rich.
After all that happened, he wants to share all of his opinions with you. Yeah. He was doing a weekly appearance on a television radio show on ESPN for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, Jeopardy locked up.
There was that. He leans into controversy whenever he can. Do not forget, this man legitimately toyed with the idea of being a vice presidential candidate for RFK's eventual abandoned presidential run. That was a real thing that happened. So when you ask, why does he do this?
Too crazy for RFK. So, I mean, then you got to think, maybe he's got that, what's the thing with your brain? With the
CTE.
Maybe he's got that. I mean, maybe he's got a short circuit up there. You know what I mean? Like, legit.
No, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Here. It is funny, though, because to your point, I don't want the attention. Stop asking me questions. But, when he first started wearing that wedding ring, it was like a woman that's like trying to surprise her friends. Like, oh, look at my nails. I just got them done. Like
flashing.
He didn't have to wear the ring, right? Yeah. Like you obviously wanted people to ask. People are going to notice.
Yes.
It's not going to go unnoticed.
No, that's a great point. Like if he wanted to keep this totally secret, he just had to not wear a wedding ring. So don't sit here and be like, we're trying to be private.
Yeah. Oh.
252 WCMF, the Daily Mail, a tabloid out of Britain, did a deep dive into this whole mystery of Aaron Rodgers' wife and how nobody has met her and nobody knows where she is. And his family apparently hasn't even laid eyes on this woman, spoken to her. Kimmy, she's fake, right? She has to be.
I could also see him doing some weird crap where he has an AI wife or something. You know what I mean?
AI wife.
Like it could be one of those things where it's like I married myself or he's gonna come out with some weird thing yes her name's Brittany and she lives in my phone, you know what I could just see him doing something like that just to be different.
Okay.
I don't know,
I mean,
because none of the other women so he dated Danica Patrick.
Yes, right?
He dated a lot of famous
the race
women.
Right.
Yeah.
Has she ever talked crap on him?
Yes,
serious?
Every woman, at least famous one. Olivia Munn was another one.
She's the actress.
Yes, yeah. That they came out afterwards and said that it was a
weird time in their life.
And a bad time in their life. Like he's manipulative, emotionally abusive. Look, again, if you watch the guy act in public, none of that's surprising.
Yeah.
Like the thing that blows my mind the most, right? Aaron Rodgers is a legitimate celebrity. And he goes out of his way to get attention. We talked about this. Nobody has gotten a picture of this woman by accident.
Yeah.
No friend of hers or distant member of her family has outed her.
Well, the paparazzi would pay. They would make a fortune if they had a picture of that.
That's what I mean. You would just. He would never be able to go out with this woman anywhere.
Ever.
Be seen getting in and out of a car, a restaurant, a business. Nothing. Like you've never been out and about together.
Like the thing that has me convinced this isn't real. There is no way that there isn't a friend of hers or a distant member of her family.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't gone
somebody
on social
that
media.
Knows this woman. Yeah.
Yes, and said, this is Aaron Rodgers' wife. That has not that is impossible.
Yeah, you can't keep the lid on that. You're right.
And here's the problem.
What's that?
So the Steelers are starting to fade from a hot start, right? And the worse that the record gets for the Steelers, the more the noise gets turned up on this story. Because when you're winning, nobody cares.
Yeah, true.
And people in Pittsburgh will defend, you know, we've seen this happen. Terrible things will happen with athletes, and people will defend them when they're winning. When you stop winning, that's when the questions start to get asked. So if the Steelers all of a sudden start to stumble over the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Wow. But even let's say he made it all up.
Yeah.
Does it really hurt him because he's such a weirdo?
No, I don't think
he's such a train wreck.
I just think it's.
It doesn't hurt him. It just makes him. More
pile on the weird.
Not even interesting. Oh, yeah. I guess kind of interesting. I mean, it is an interesting situation.
I mean, it's such a strange fall from grace. Because, again, I think with what we've been dealing with Aaron Rodgers and the bizarre behavior from him from the last couple of years.
He's not doing bad things. He's just doing weird things.
No, you're right. But here's the thing. And I
mean, in terms of like other things guys have done in the league.
I will say this. We have in the past seen weird eventually reveal bad.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it goes down a strange road.
Let's put a pause on not bad. But past that, we all forget, like, he was everybody's All-American at one point. Everybody loved him. We talked about Jeopardy. Everybody wanted him to be there.
Yeah.
Everybody had a pause. He was funny and charming.
Yeah.
And then he had those State Farm ads.
Yes. Right. And then he took this turn, and he just either leaned into being a heel, or this has been his personality the whole time, and he can't put it back in the bottle.
So his retirement's going to be really interesting.
Well, yeah, think about when he doesn't have the ready-made attention.
Do.
Yes,
oh,
thank you.
Boy, that is really going to start cooking.
Ooh.
That could be some fun.
Ooh. He may be frantically looking to hire an actress to be Brittany with an eye.
Oh.
That's the only way you save face here if this woman's fake, right?
Yeah, you pay somebody to play the role.
Tom Cruise pulled it off.
Yeah, true.
Twice.
Yeah. He's the Tom Cruise of quarterbacks.
All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They say you have to find the best in the bad.
Okay.
Yesterday, things were very bad at one school in our area.
Well, that ain't good.
But they weren't bad for the kids. Because despite despite the danger, legit danger these kids were in, what happened to them yesterday will go down as one of the greatest days of their lives.
This sounds like one of my kind of school days.
It is.
Nice.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a very scary scene out in Mount Morris yesterday.
What happened?
So there was a fire.
Bayou.
At the Mount Morris Central School District building. So they were doing construction on the roof.
Mm.
Something with that caused a flame,
Jesus.
Which led to the whole building having to be evacuated.
Yeah.
There was smoke going into the school. So everybody out.
Yeah.
The good news, all the kids and the staff were able to get out safely.
Good.
But they had a problem.
What's the problem?
Well, they couldn't go back into the school because there was still smoke and they had to make sure everything was cool.
Yeah, it's toxic.
And it was a cold day yesterday. And you got all these kids with no coach just milling around. Can't have them standing outside for hours.
I like where this is going.
So they rounded up some buses.
Yeah.
And the Genesee River Restaurant and Reception Center took the kids in for the rest of the day so they had a warm place to stay.
Nice.
Yeah. What an adventure
for
these
guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So you get to hang out at the restaurant.
Yeah. with all your buddies.
It's a surprise day off.
Yeah. I don't know if they got food.
You got to feed the little ones.
I don't think you feed the kids.
I don't know. That's a lot of kids.
I don't think they How do you always make it? Like, this is already a great story.
Oh, now it sucks.
I want a steak. Yeah.
I put my order in.
What a spoiled-ass rich kid. Gimme.
Yeah.
You get out of school yesterday.
Yeah.
It's not a planned thing. Mm-hmm. It's a total surprise. Boom. Yeah. You're free. And now you are stuck with all of your friends.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Yes. And if that wasn't enough, now we get to go to this other place to hang out for the rest of the day. Oh, my God. I'm jealous.
That's a sweet deal.
Like, think about if that happened at work one day. Right? Like, let's say there was a fire here and we had to take a bus home, but the bus wasn't here yet. So we all just get to go hang out somewhere for the day. And, like,
got that coffee shop
garage party.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How much fun would that be?
Well, it was also the best in school, too. Even if it wasn't, like, an actual emergency, if there was, like, something that set off the fire alarm during, like, math class or class that you hated the most, you're like, yes. Just, you're waiting for the time to tick away so you didn't have to do the rest of class.
Think about this.
What's that?
Yesterday, statistically, it's a certainty. There was a kid in that Mount Morris school who had a test they were not prepared for.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were wishing upon all of the stars that they would
get me
some.
Out of this.
Yes, exactly. And they got that reprieve.
Yeah.
Did they study last night? Of course not. But the pain of failing that test was delayed for 24 hours.
Or just simply
hours.
You know you didn't do your homework for the day.
Yep, and you got out of it. This is going to be the greatest memory these kids have ever had from childhood. Because 252-WCMF, 252-9263, any emergency at your school that turned out okay is always one of the best days of your life.
Yeah, unless you're that other kid that loves school that I hated. Like, they were disappointed. They wanted to get back to school. They loved the teacher.
You got a lot of hate in you today, you know that?
This is every day.
No steak? My kid sucks.
No lunch? No, you drop me off at a restaurant, no food?
Even the kid that loves school is excited to get a day where...
Are they? Because I do know the kind of kid he's talking
about. Like, her daughter is, like, super driven with education.
My youngest,
right? Yeah. I could see her being disappointed.
Nope.
No, really?
She would be thrilled.
Wow.
Thrilled.
Wow.
No, I mean, they're still kids, man.
But I always knew these certain kids, I just, like, they just love school.
You didn't know,
like,
those kids. Those kids wouldn't talk to you.
Well, I knew of them. Because, like, I remember when I go, like, they would get upset when a teacher was out sick. They would worry, teacher's out sick. I hope she's all right.
It was the kid that, like, reminded the teacher to check the homework when the teacher forgot to check the homework.
But they did.
First hand of, ooh, that dick.
You mean the people that are successful now?
Yeah,
those
people, not all of them.
People that have 401ks and will be able to retire one day?
I got some stuff going on.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this fire that happened at the Mount Morris Central School building. Is the entire district in one school? Like, elementary?
Well, it's a small district. Right?
No, I get it.
You think that it's just one school with, like, K through 12?
252-WCMF, is it just the high school? Is it the middle and the high school? Is it all the kids in one building? Because even the smallest towns seem to have, like, separate buildings.
Yeah, they usually do.
But this fire from a construction crew working on the roof led to smoke getting in the building. They had to evacuate the school. The kids couldn't go back inside. They couldn't hang out in the cold all day. So a restaurant in the area took the kids in, let them hang out until they were able to get home yesterday. And here's the thing.
What's that?
It's a nightmare for the teachers and the staff.
Yeah.
Right? But as a kid, once you are out of that building, it's not only the time of your life, the best for getting out of school, the rumors that start to circulate based on what happened.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Because as far as these kids know, the fire alarm just went off and they can't go back in, right? But now everyone starts to talk about why the fire alarm went off.
There was an explosion.
Give me the fire started because of the friction from Dave's thighs and his corduroy pants. Like, think about the biggest disaster that your school ever faced that turned out okay. One, how fun that day got. Two, what everyone believed was the cause of it until you actually found out what the cause was. Did you ever have a day where you got out of school the entire day?
Yeah, because it was always, this is going to sound bad, but it was always, like, because of, like, a bomb threat or something somebody wrote on a bathroom wall that they had to take, obviously had to take seriously, but some kid just wrote bomb or something in, like, pen. So, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Way to go, kid.
I do remember the one time, like, they got because it was, like, the winter, so they brought in the buses, so we just got to sit on a warm bus for a while and hang out there.
When I was a sophomore in high school, it's, like, 11 o'clock in the afternoon, or in the morning, fire alarm goes off, and we're like, all right, fire drill. We get outside. There is smoke billowing out of one of the hallways in the building. And we're like, oh, my God.
Oh, geez.
Oh, so here come the rumors. Like you said, explosion yeah. started. Somebody screwed up a science experiment. Yeah. You know, yeah. Mr. Leclerc got acid on his face. So it turns out, as like a senior prank, at least this is what I remember it happening, somebody brought in a smoke bomb.
Oh, they should sell those at those gag stores.
And they pulled a pin, but it was like a military-grade smoke
Jesus.
Bomb. Bro, I'm telling you, when when I say there was smoke billowing out of this hallway, there's a hallway that like goes over a driveway where it's just the hall. Mm. You could not see through the windows. It is just like, it looked like they elected a new pope. Like, it is just smoke billowing. All the fire
I think that's
trucks.
How they do the pope, right? Don't they use like an M80?
But like... we got stuck outside watching this. It was springtime, so it was warm. Yeah. We were outside for like 4 hours.
Nice. Because
nobody, even the fire, nobody knew what had actually happened.
Homework and work just ticking away.
Oh, it was so much fun. You know, I'll tell you who this sucks the most for. Not the teaching staff. But whoever was responsible on that construction crew for starting that fire.
Oh, yeah.
You set a school on fire.
No. Well, the roof anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's still.
Yeah, it's on you.
Like, even if it was a complete freak accident.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to brush that one off.
No, because this is like your gig.
Yeah. And like, what do you say? Like, this whole situation.
Besides fire?
Oops.
Do you get fired automatically for starting a fire on a roof?
Well, I mean, it could be a common mistake. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But I'm guessing if you caused it, you probably can't.
Right?
I would assume.
Even if.
Considering how dangerous and bad that could have gotten. Yeah.
Is that fair?
Sounds like it to me, man.
Okay, but you're also like a 1%er boss based on your outfit today. You're fired. Like, what if it's a legitimate accident?
Yeah, it could be, but it could have been horrible. I mean, maybe. I guess it also depends where you're at. Like, let's say the boss man did it.
Okay.
Mm. Well, no, he ain't firing himself, so he's cool. But if you low guy.
New low guy.
You out.
Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. So he's saying the kids got to go home early. They got the kids out of the school, took them to the restaurant, and then they took the kids home. But it is one building, K through 12, in Mount Morris.
Oh, it is. So they just have one school.
Going down to the schoolhouse.
So it's like that, like the old days.
So like on the bus then, does that mean there's like 17-year-old kids with like 5-year-old kids?
Well, if you're, because, you know, it's pretty spread out, the population.
You get, we got to break down Mount Morris. We're talking about the population
density. I used to have family out there until I got divorced.
Jack
unless the kids start at different times.
Okay, that's possible.
Yeah.
Jack writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He said, had a gas leak when I was in third grade, start of the year, sat on the bus for 2 hours, and then got to go home.
Damn, the goddamn place could have blown up.
Yeah, seriously. Or y'all could have passed out.
Yeah.
I do remember as a kid when you'd see like a school got canceled because there was like a water main break or something like that. It'd be like, oh, those kids are so lucky. But now looking back on it, they really weren't because they probably didn't go to school for like a week.
Well, no, but that's still pretty lucky. Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, like, would anybody be upset if their job had a water main break?
I mean, it sucks for those parents.
It wouldn't affect my grades at all.
You know, here's the thing.
What's that?
The whole situation that happened yesterday is actually the perfect situation for the Mount Morris School District. Because turns out the damage to the school is minimal. They're opening back up this morning.
Yeah.
So they're good. You had this scary thing, but everyone got out safe. You got to practice your emergency preparedness in real life.
Okay, yeah.
You passed with flying colors.
All right.
The kids got a day of crazy chaos where everyone ends up okay. And you're back to normal this morning. Like, literally everybody wins.
It's a great test.
Yeah.
The system works.
Yeah.
The system held.
You know, it probably never happens anymore, and I remember this happening a couple times. Kids smoking in the bathroom and accidentally setting off the fire alarm.
Yeah.
Because I do remember that being a thing, but I don't know if, are kids sneaking cigarettes in the bathrooms?
Do vapes set off fire alarms?
I don't know.
Vapes. No, didn't you vape once?
Yeah. There was a time where I vaped.
I remember you vaped once. Like, we were at training camp or something.
For a little while.
Yeah, you were trying to get up to six.
Yeah, there you go. But, no, it didn't take.
No.
The vape it didn't take. Can you Google if vape smoke can set off a fire alarm?
Because it's just mist, though, right? It's not legitimate smoke. I think it's water, right?
I remember what you used to cause those kids would throw it in the garbage and it would set
the
garbage.
It would set the rest of the stuff on fire? Because I
thought it was like misty water or something.
Misty water?
Yeah, like fog.
One of my favorite porn stars back in the day.
She was fantastic.
Jake writes,
she went Christian.
The vapor can be mistaken for smoke, yes. So it can set off a smoke alarm.
We'll wrap it up with this.
Yeah.
Jake writes, Duffy and WCMF. When I was a kid at Park Road Elementary one year, we had some guy steal a car from an old lady and break into the school to hide. School didn't evacuate or anything, just a shelter in place. I was in gym, got the whole day as a gym class, thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Bro, we were around for this.
Turns out, The guy was hiding in the gym storage closet the whole day with a gun.
I remember this because it went right past Billy's house and through his yard.
Yeah.
The old host.
But like this kid's, greatest day ever. The guy had a gun in the same room he was in with the kid. Oh.
God damn.
Ho, ho, ho.
He went through Billy's yard and had time to straighten up. Picked up a few things.
By the way, we're getting now a whole bunch of messages from people that are saying yes. For example, Jean Ann writes, set off a fire alarm this year at work with a vape pen. Bless you. Oh, that's bad.
With a vape pen.
That sucks.
Ew. All right.
That's embarrassing.
So way to go, Mount Morris. Yeah. You did it, and happy, funnest day of your life to the kids.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.